Hey there, welcome back to Vibrant Happy Women. I'm Jen Riday, and I help moms build greater self-love. Many of us think that being a mom is our number one role, and it definitely is hugely important, but so often we identify with this self-sacrificing martyrdom of motherhood that we forget we are a woman first, and that's why this podcast is called Vibrant Happy Women. It's so critical that we listen to our intuition and that inner voice and build a sense of self-love so that we have the confidence we need to pursue our passions and live our purpose and do those big and special things we were born to do. You can be a mom and a vibrant and happy woman. And I want to start out with the review of the week, an email sent to me by Tina. And she said, I found your podcast a few months ago. This morning, as I was crawling out of bed after my morning meditation, I was trying to decide what workout I was going to do. I decided my body needed to do some weightlifting. I clicked on your podcast and I hear hashtag diming. I knew that I needed to complete 10 reps of 10 snatches, and in between I did 10 different abs exercises for a minute in between each lift session. I know, I kicked some serious butt this morning, and thank you for the morning motivation, Tina. Tina, thank you so much for reaching out. That means a ton. And for those of you who don't know, that reference to hashtag diming refers to the episode on Monday where I interviewed Jill Payne. Jill talked about being a freaking dime, BFD. Being a dime means you're at a level 10 energy, and she tells you three areas you can focus on to get yourself there every single morning: your body, your focus, and your inner dialogue, BFD. It was so powerful. I received so many emails about this. I heard from Char, who said, oh, Jen, what an incredible gift I have been given. You and Jill rocked my world, and let me tell you, it was just what I needed. Loved it. I've been sharing it, listening to it over and over, and journaling about it. Very bummed I had to miss her workshop. Are you sharing that? Yes, Char, I happen to know you're a member of the Vibrant Happy Women Academy. And for those of you who are, Jill gave a phenomenal knockout interview yesterday talking about manifesting your goals in 2018. Now, I know a lot about manifesting. I've heard a ton about getting what you want through your thoughts and energy, but Jill spelled it out in a way that totally knocked it out of the park for me. And for those of you who are members of the Academy, you can find that video inside the members area. For those of you who aren't, the Academy is open for you until end of day Tuesday, so you can get inside and get ready to rock your 2018. I tried out Jill's manifesting method today for the first time. I even invited my husband to do it with me. This is crazy, you guys. I'm not going to tell you what we wanted, but it's something that we've both wanted for over 2 years. And so we did what Jill said using her method. And I kid you not, within 2 hours, there was a knock on the door. I can't even. And yeah, we essentially have that thing now. It's crazy. So my mind is blown. I hope your mind is blown. But if you want to learn about Jill's fantastic method of manifesting what you want in 2018, join us in the Vibrant Happy Women Academy by end of day Tuesday, December 12th. We'd love to have you. Speaking of workshops, I offered a workshop this past week about building a heart-centered, profitable online business you love. At the end of the workshop, I told you all about Vibrant Happy Business Builder. Yes, a new program I created. And why? Well, here's why. So many of you write to me wanting to know what your purpose is and wanting to do that thing you were born to do, but you're not sure what it is. But many of you have a hint or a little inkling that it might involve a business. So many of you have asked, how do you start a business? So I put the two together. I believe that creating a heart-centered business that allows you to share your purpose and gifts with the world is ideal. How many of us can say that we're living our purpose and we're being compensated for it with income? Really, money and income are just forms of energetic exchange. As you give your energy serving other people, they can show their gratitude for your energy by giving their own energy back in the form of money or income. It's beautiful. And when you can align your purpose with your career it's the best of both worlds because you still have time for your family and you're doing what you love. And then at the end of your workday, you're on fire with energy and enthusiasm because you're sharing your gifts, which feels amazing. And that energy and that positivity trickle down into your family and into your life. As you can tell, I'm a firm believer in doing what you love, what you're born to do, following your heart and pursuing those passions, but being compensated for it where you can. That's why I love having an online business and created Vibrant Happy Business Builder. It is open for enrollment now. We start on January 8th, and the program runs for 12 weeks and includes 24 lessons outlining everything from identifying your purpose, understanding your ideal customer, creating your brand, creating a beautiful website, all the way to the end where you'll have a business plan for the rest of 2018. I am so excited about it, and I want to invite you to go learn more at jenridey.com/business builder. Several women have already signed up, and we're just starting to get to know each other. I anticipate it will be a small group of about 20 to 25 women, and I'd love to have you be a part of it. Again, you can read more at jenridey.com/business builder. All right, well, let's go ahead and jump in to our happy bit for the day. I have struggled with depression throughout my life, and it seems to be something that went on down the line from my grandmother to my mom to me. Now, I think a big part of that is we're all very empathic. We feel deeply others' emotions and what's going on around us. And maybe we didn't have the skills to manage those emotions, but over time, I've learned those for myself and it's helped a lot. If someone's negatively dumping their energy on me, I know how to establish a boundary and say, you know, what you're saying, how you're acting is not helping me to feel very good. So I want to end this conversation or turn it to something more positive. Boundary, preserving my precious energy so I can feel the way I want to feel. Additionally, I learned how important exercise is, and this goes along with what Jill was saying on Monday. I always love to go for a walk, and not only does it boost my energy, but I think the sunshine in my eyes helps a lot. In the winter, we have less light, and it tends to make our mood go down. So another thing I love is sitting in front of my mood light. The mood light just sends a signal to your brain that it is daytime. It's a bright blue light. It looks white, but it's more of a bluish tint. And that signals to your brain, hey, this is time to wake up. This is morning. This is a high energy time. And it helps your mood just be a bit higher. Now, another one along that line of kind of giving your body what it needs is vitamin D. With less sun, we have less opportunity to absorb the vitamin D from the sun. So I love taking a good vitamin D supplement. Now, another great one, Jill talked a lot on Monday about moving and shifting our body's posture and smiling more and breathing into our belly and having a voice of certainty. But she talked about how you can just start to swing your arms when you walk and it will boost your mood a couple of channels higher, or jumping around or dancing. Well, speaking of jumping, as you know, I love jumping on my rebounder. And the kids love it too. There is always two or three kids in the bedroom jumping each day because it feels good and it does boost your mood. You should try it out. Now, when you start, you want to just bounce very lightly because you don't quite have the muscles in place if you're over the age of 40 and weren't exactly fit or had six kids like me. So you start small, but I jump like the kids now, almost. And it feels good, but that's a huge mood booster. And so that really aligned with what Jill was talking about on Monday. Additionally, I love what Jill said about inner dialogue. And part of shifting into positivity every morning is exercising gratitude. I like to think of three things I'm grateful for, or I like to write 10 things I'm grateful for in my journal. Just shifting and trying to really feel what I'm grateful for. That helps your brain deepen those neural pathways of gratitude, positivity, so it's more easy to stay along that line of thought. Another one that I love in the mornings is meditation, where I can check in with my inner dialogue, my inner voice, my inner critic, and analyze what's going on in there. Maybe I'm negative because I might not have liked what I saw in the mirror, or someone came in the room and was throwing a tantrum, and I can shift and let those thoughts go, let go of resentment, negativity, guilt, perfectionism, shame, all of those. Let them go and come back to my authentic self, my higher self, the Jen who thinks, hey, this day is going to be amazing, and I say it with the voice of certainty, or the Jen who loves her kids and doesn't get frustrated. I visualize that Jen and I tap into that Jen, my higher self, and it really helps my thought processes all day long. So those are some of my thoughts on depression. And I want to encourage you, if you're on a medication, I have taken depression medication before and it did help. And there's no judgment there. Jill was not saying you shouldn't do that, but there are ways to boost your energy and mood without medication, step by step by step. It just depends where you are on that ladder from 0 to 10 energy-wise. If you're at a lower rung of that ladder, you might need the help with the medication. If you're not there, maybe you can shift up through body, focus, and dialogue. So if you haven't listened to that episode, do so and go ahead and head over to the show notes page to find some of those resources I told you about, the mood light, the rebounder, the vitamin D, and that is at jenrideay.com/happy91, all one word. All right, you're going to have the most fantastic, amazing winter because Jill's episode and some of the tips I shared today will help. You can be as happy and high energy as you want to be through these principles of taking care of body, focus, seeing the good and noticing how you want to feel, and your inner dialogue. It really is powerful. And the more I learn, the more I shift forward, it just gets better and better for me and happier. The best bonus, my kids and my spouse shift in their energy as well. In a past episode on the podcast, I talked about how women are like the sun. And as we shift our energy, all those people around us, spouse and kids, are like planets and they can't help but to shift in response. Your mood is contagious. So take this stuff seriously. And I want to challenge you to wake up tomorrow or even jump in right now and think about your body, posture, smiling, breath, voice, and movement. Think about your focus, focusing on what you want to feel and feeling it right now, choosing it right now, not waiting for some elusive future day. And then your inner dialogue. What thoughts are going through your mind and how can you use and choose more empowering thoughts? Let me know how it goes. Send me an email at support@jenrideay.com and I will see you next week with another interview. Until then, have a phenomenal, happy, vibrant, high energy weekend, and I'll see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenrideay.com.